We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this live worldwide broadcast. We're going to be here for the next 2 hours, as we are every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. There is just obviously a ton of news from the prisoners being released by Iran, that supposed deal. We've got moves towards Hillary Clinton being indicted. We've got a lot of economic news, obviously, with Walmart's closing by the hundreds around the country and around the world. All of this is coming up. But first, we have to ask ourselves a question. Why is the establishment demonizing new media, patriot media like Infowars.com and myself? And it's because when you're over the target is when you're getting the flack. Here is a key report by Darren McBreen, and we'll be back on the other side.
Talk show host is Alex Jones. He's a conspiracy theorist.
Radio talk show host Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
His name is Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
Radio talk show host and conspiracy theorist Alex Jones.
Alex Jones, a nutjob radio guy.
Talk show host Alex Jones.
A man who trades in such sinister conspiracy theories, you have to wonder if he really believes half of what he says.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
Hate speech. Can anything be done to stop the hatred?
I think Alex was the one who took the pro-gun position.
1776 will commence again if you try to take off firearms.
I don't want that man to have a gun.
Alex Jones is a 9/11 truther.
That conspiracy theory comes from the mother of all conspiracy theories. It's an internet talk show called InfoWars.
I heard that on Alex Jones, so it's
Dave.
True.
Dave?
I heard it on Alex Jones, so I know
Large,
it's true.
You're making some very serious allegations against the U.S. government, saying that they stage attacks, they allow them to occur in the United States against U.S.
Let's
citizens.
Let's declassify.
Alex Jones may sound crazy.
I think that Alex Jones is a lunatic.
That man's a threat to this country.
The conspiracy theorist.
Deeply, I think, racist.
I just got called racist by MSNBC.
He's considered legit among the crazy.
Challenge Alex Jones to a boxing match, show up with a semi-automatic that you got legally, and pop him.
I'd love to see that. In uniform.
Keep shoving lies at your audience, jackasses.
I like that guy.
That is the best.
We have gangsters running this country. Criminals, gangsters.
The bigger this war gets, the more freedoms we lose.
We have a fog that has descended on our entire nation.
The globalists are going to blow stuff up and blame it on you.
Well, Hillary's the one who runs the cover-up.
Everything you've heard us talk about is now going to unfold in triplicate spades.
It's as real as it gets.
I had a Supreme Court justice tell me to my face, it's over for me. I said, Matt, it's over for you. They've got the votes now to enforce copyright law. You're out of there.
You want it, baby? You're about to get it.
We didn't meet the British at Concord Bridge to serve tea, be tolerant, and see how many guns or what kind of guns they came to take. We met them at Concord Bridge, and we blew their punk-ass brains out.
InfoWars has been able to break every record, infiltrate every operation, blow the criminal cover of operatives more than any other institution out there of freedom. And I'm so proud of that.
The notion that Hillary has somehow been an advocate for women. No, Bill rapes them physically, and then Hillary rapes them psychologically.
I hope the enemies of this broadcast, when you lie about us, when you censor us, when you attack us, when you delist us, when you do that, you're signing on to the other side.
These people are of the devil. Let's be very blunt about this.
Raise hell and demand accountability.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate, criminal government in American history.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
The crowd is now moving forward toward the barrier. The police have been telling everybody they're going to shoot if we don't move back.
We'll be back.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not as manly as a lot of the people out there who are going to be watching the Seahawks and the Carolina Panthers coming up here in a little while. In fact, I'm so unmanly that I don't even know who played in the earlier playoffs today. You know, the truth is, I played football in high school. I liked football. I went to Dallas Cowboys games with some when I was a kid. And I can sure get into a game. I can sure enjoy it. But, you know, when I realize that it's used as a propaganda tool by the social engineers and that the patriotism you see during the game has been paid for with millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars a year of taxpayer money, and that it's basically fake, when you learn that there's so much incredible corruption and that they're using it as a political bread and circus, a modern Roman Colosseum, where that becomes the manhood of the country. Not men being men, not men being informed, not men being politically involved, not men being fighters for freedom, but a bunch of men that act like men, that act macho, that act tough, but at the end of the day, roll over to every form of oppression and tyranny there is. And to a man, when you're talking to them, they don't care about what's happening in the country. They don't care about what's happening in the world. They think it's weird that you're involved, that you're concerned, that you're informed. But boy, they want to talk to you all day about the playoffs and about March Madness coming up in a few months and on and on and on and fantasy this and make believe that. It's just as bad as teenagers that live in these fantasy world video games where they have mansions and hot girlfriends and Ferraris in fantasy land, not in the real world. They are being targeted by propaganda. It's working on them. And you sit there and explain to them that it's one thing, say, in the 1950s, if you don't take football too serious, to go see your kids playing the game, teaches them leadership, teaches them to be tough. It's great if you're part of the game, if your family's in the game. It's about athleticism. It's about exercise. It's about being manly or about being strong as a woman. I'm all for it. My kids are in swim team and gymnastics and martial arts and tennis. You know, the whole nine yards. I get it. And I go watch them compete. But I don't, when I had friends on the UT football team, when I was in school, I went to three or four UT football games a year. And do you know why I went? I was already on air. I was already anti-sports. But I went because some of my friends were playing on the field. Then it was interesting. So I'm not here judging anybody who's into sports. I get it. I've been there. In fact, even though I've been awake, what year was it that the Red Sox finally went back to the World Series? It's like 8, 9, 10 years ago. And I was working on a film with a director who was into the Red Sox. And so I started at his office working late and then going out to restaurants or bars with him to watch it up to the World Series. But it just took like a month or whatever. But it took over my life. I was calling my wife saying, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm going back out tonight to watch the Red Sox. I mean, I get it, folks. If I started watching it within days, if I started watching ESPN, I would be hooked like a 10-pound bass on the end of a line, right through my lip. I'm not judging you. I get it. I've been there. But just like alcohol, it's addictive, and when abused, it is destructive. And there's so much for me to talk about today, so much going on, so much happening, so much unfolding. But when you talk about a culture, what is our culture? What made us great? Being explorers, being innovators, being inventors, learning science, knowing a bunch of languages, traveling the world, building economic systems, developing the world we now enjoy. And now these incredible innovators and trailblazers and rugged individualists that are pure Americana, that made us the special nation we were, the exceptional country we were, heads above the rest, shoulders above the rest. Hell, they weren't up to our bootstraps. Beat the greatest empires in war. Beat the greatest empires in innovation. develop the whole modern world. The whole world's culture is American. And then it got conquered by the social engineers by the 70s completely. They already had great toeholds before that in the newspapers. But when TV rolled around in the 30s and became ubiquitous by the 50s, and people stopped sitting around the table listening to stories from mom and dad about work and about life, kids stopped growing. They became arrested development because now they were being raised by the television. Now the state and the media was the center of their life. Now there was a Jim Jones cult leader every single morning. And every single lunch and every single dinner telling you what to believe, telling you what to think, telling you how to behave. And boy, it knew how to sucker people. The first stuff it put out for a decade or so was wholesome and fun and strong and good and Americana. And people are like, I love TV. That's a big juicy worm on the end of that hook. Yum. But then, within a decade or so, suddenly the males on the shows were idiots. Suddenly, the women were the bosses. Suddenly, the state had to take your rights to keep you safe. Suddenly, there were other messages being brought in. And there we were, being desensitized, being controlled, and the systems written countless books, countless university studies, white papers. They had the Stanford research studies. They had others. There's more than seven famous ones where they were able to get 9 out of 10 or more people to murder subjects in the graduate student and PhD programs. Look them up. There are a bunch of famous studies. Just type in famous study where students believe they were killing subjects. And when an authority figure stood there, their professor, by successful approximation, took a week or so of them slowly torturing people they believed with actors, with electric shocks, to then say, kill them. And most people would then kill, or what they believe was murder, under peer pressure from an authority figure. That's the Milgram experiment on obedience to authority figures. And that's what this has all been about, ladies and gentlemen. And so they tell you the authority figures are all these ridiculously corrupt sports icons that are just like corrupt rock stars. To me, the rock stars that have reformed themselves and been leaders in their communities and stood up for American freedom are heroes. Not just because somebody's got $100 million and a hot girlfriend and uses a bunch of drugs. That's not a role model. And I know we know this, but why is it being force-fed? I remember reading 20-something years ago in different publications that were a little bit more brainy that the CIA by the 50s had put out a worldwide program to put out ugly art to discredit beautiful art because they wanted to destroy the discrimination factors in the brain between what is good and what is bad. They wanted us rudderless. Then there's the Stanford prison experiment. Yes, both of them basically did the same thing. And once they've got you rudderless, it's all over. Just last year, they came out with a headline, CIA-funded ugly and deviant art. See, now they're telling the whole public. I shot a video earlier on Facebook Mentions, and it's something I talked about last week several times. And sure enough, I've gotten emails. I've seen comments. When this is a YouTube video tomorrow, you will see comments beneath us saying it's not true. It doesn't matter I'm holding up MIT Technology Review. It doesn't matter you can go to their website and read human-animal chimeras are gestating on U.S. research farms. A radical new approach to generating human organs is to grow them inside pigs or sheep, also cows. They grow a larger humanoid up inside the animal and then harvest it. I was telling you about this 20 years ago, but again, the point is, even today, the public can't admit this is happening. And through this story, you understand everything. Is the mark of the beast real? We'll get into that, too.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm going to start getting into the news right now. Then we'll open the phones up on this live Sunday broadcast. But I, earlier, I'm very proud of the fact, said that the wrong playoff was coming up. That playoff had already happened because I don't watch it. I don't pay attention to it. I instead had a Bible study with my children today. And I'm going to talk some about that in the second hour today. Is the mark of the beast real? And the answer is, yes, it is real. And the answer is, we're going to end up living under it. And no one is going to be raptured out of it. Now, when I say that, many of my Christian listeners and viewers get extremely angry and say that I'm basically bad. They're going to stop listening to me. That means you're in a cult. If someone disagrees with you about something in the Bible, and it's not the deity of Jesus Christ or the Trinity, then you've got a problem and have become a Pharisee. And the reason we have tens of thousands of different denominations in this world is because everyone's infighting with each other, claiming they know the way and they have the answers. If you want to believe in a rapture, that is your business, and I'm not judging you for it. And I don't think you're of the devil. You have been grievously deceived. Now, I could go to the Bible and show people this all day long, but I'm going to talk about it the next hour. But folks really should use their heads in all of this and just ask yourselves, did John the Baptist get raptured out? Did Jesus get raptured out? Did the disciples, almost all of them who were killed, did they get raptured out? Did the folks in the fiery furnace get raptured out? Did George Washington get raptured out when he prayed to God for providence to beat the British Empire that no one else had defeated? And the answer is, God would protect his people many times at a point, and providence was clear, but you have to go through the fire first. You have to be willing to be put to the sword until God acts. And in many cases, like the Christians in the Colosseum, God doesn't take action because it's part of the plan that they be martyrs to spread the faith. But how do you get a billion Christians to lay down and to not be involved and let the devil take over the world? How do you do that? Well, you tell them they're not going to have to face judgment. They're not going to have to face crises and evil on this planet, that they should just lay down to everything. And you teach them Romans 13 out of context, so that they submit. And I want to be clear to the atheist listeners, the agnostic listeners, and a lot of other people who I don't hate, who I respect. I understand why you reject religion and Christianity, because it has become nothing but temples to men and twisted garbage. Christ himself beat the money changers, the religious controllers, who were there just collecting money from the people and manipulating. But the deeper you get into research into the globalist operations, the more you realize that there is a major dominant spiritual element to all of this. And whether you believe there is another dimension to the universe, whether you believe that there are spiritual dimensions of the universe, whether you believe that there's anything going on in the world around you that you can't see, the elites are into the occult, which just means hidden. They are very into the esoteric. They are obsessed with it, and none of them that I've met are atheists. That is a modern pseudoscientific mindset or group or cult that is very closed-minded about a lot of things. Mathematics has shown other dimensions. Mathematics has proven much of what's in the Bible. And the Bible so accurately predicts technological developments that we're now seeing today. So whether you believe in the mark of the beast or not, a cashless society is coming. A cashless society is going to have hellish ramifications for everyone. And we won't be able to probably stop it, but we have a responsibility to resist it and hold it back as long as possible so that when it comes into fruition, it's used by God to wake up a lot of people to not go along with it and to then defeat it quicker. And even if you're not religious or not a Christian or not, you should be against the cashless society. So I'm going to talk some about that today before I get into the Mark of the Beast so that we can really discuss how it's being used. I mean, here's an example. Well, I'll just do it when we get to that point. But there are major companies in Europe making people take microchips to work there. There are people now flying through the airport checkpoints with their microchips. It's all being sold. It's all being massaged. I remember reading in WashTech, it was a technical publication, the Washington Post, in like 1999. They were talking to the Defense Department and others, and they said, yeah, we're working with the media for the future trends to promote body modification to prepare the public to take implantable chips for commerce. That's our final goal. And there's all these great things that brain chips and chips in the eyes can do, wonderful things that I would want myself for my family. I'm just saying you got to ask what the givers are Trojan horsing into all this and understand everything that we've been technologically given by the establishment that they've allowed to become standardized has been turned around and used as a tool to dumb us down. Steve Jobs would not let his children have an iPad. All the Apple execs say no. It destroys cognitive ability. It brain damages them. Just type in screen time causes brain damage. Screen time lowers cognitive ability. I mean, you'll get mainstream news. They're not even hiding it from you. It's just like a drug insert tells you, you know, kill you. They're like, oh, here's your drug. By the way, read the insert. That's all I'm saying is there's a master plan admitted to against humanity that is extremely destructive. Okay, I'm going to get into all that in the second hour and open the phones up. When I come back, we're going to get into CIA spokesman slams 13 hours as distortion of Benghazi events. So I want to say good for the film, admitting there was a stand down. That's a big deal. We've also got the latest on the economy, which is so important, the latest on the Iran sanction deal and the captives being returned and more. Stay with us.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I'm going to go ahead and open the phones up for the next hour. But you'll be on hold for a while. You want to start calling in or getting ready specifically on the Mark of the Beast, Revelations, the Rapture. Do you believe in a pre, mid, or post Rapture? And whether you believe in God or not, whether you believe in Christianity or not, whether you believe in the Bible or not, this is what supposedly over a billion people believe in the world. And what's described in the Bible, a cashless society, is basically almost here. And it does make us incredibly dependent. It does allow control over the economy. It does allow major financial institutions to rig the stock market. That's admitted. And for Google to even predict the future by tracking millions of different human actions every hour. By the way, print me some articles about that. I just want to show folks Google intended to be artificially intelligent. That's Wired Magazine last year. The articles about Google can predict the future, just so I can show people, because I want to do a report next hour on this, and folks will be watching, folks will be listening. I want to source all this because, again, The general public, technologically, in their understanding, is about 40 years behind. So people need to understand what this is all really about. While they're busy watching the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Denver Broncos, who I guess are playing right now, or they were busy watching the other pointless game, the Carolina Panthers and the Seattle Seahawks, you know, things like that, the real world's going on. Now, there's a lot of propaganda in entertainment. And so we analyze entertainment. And one of the things I want to get into first before I hit the economy, because it all ties together, is Michael Bay's 13 Hours. I got a call from the Daily Beast wanting me to do a review of it. I got a call from the Huffington Post, who's called me before wanting me to do movie reviews. So I just said, I don't have time to write it. Then another reporter called up and said, well, just talk to me and we want your review. And it's not like I'm some big shot. It's just that that's not what I do. And I said, I haven't seen it yet. And then they called me back a day later. Have you seen it yet? And I said, no. But Tim Kennedy, my friend, and Shane Steiner, my friend, they went and saw it the other day. And they said it was a really good movie and pretty accurate from what Kennedy knows. And, of course, he's a Green Beret. What is it, Master Sergeant or whatever it is? Been in a lot of combat, done a lot of stuff clandestinely that's pretty famous if folks do. It's kind of an oxymoron. Pretty famous if folks knew, but taking on some really high-level people. A fellow Austinite. But then I went ahead today and I said, okay, that's it. I'm going to go read the full spoiler because I was intending to go see it, but I've been so busy. And I generally only go see a movie if there is some political angle so I can cover it. I mean, I'm that serious. Because the real world's so much more interesting than some movie. So I read the 15-page spoiler, and I'd say it's about 85% accurate. And that's saying a lot. You know, I've been somewhat critical of Michael Bay, the director, but I guess he just makes super hits to be able to then be so successful he can make good movies. But they do talk about it being a direct stand-down from the CIA and the State Department to the CIA security people who were former Navy SEALs. And, of course, we know there was a stand down. We've talked to insiders, but more importantly, Benghazi was about an hour and a half away or less from giant U.S. bases, response bases, in southern Italy. And it was only 20 minutes away from naval ships with fighter bombers on board. And they had response forces nearby as well. They ordered a stand down. The word went out. And a bunch of the people started evacuating hours and hours before. But they don't sit there while a firefight's going on. The whole thing took 13 hours. That's why the movie's called 13 Hours. But we've been covering it from the cutting edge, from Colonel Schaefer and whistleblowers and CIA whistleblowers, Tosh Plumlee and others. From the first week of it happening, we told you it was about the arms in those warehouses. Al-Qaeda wanted it. Al-Qaeda was running security in Benghazi, the ally of Hillary and Obama, to launch the war against Gaddafi. Then they used them against Egypt, Syria. Remember we told you about this 4 or 5 years ago? Now it's mainstream news. You know, Trump gets up and says, Hillary and Obama created ISIS. Yes, and Al-Qaeda created them. So our government backed Al-Qaeda, al-Nusra in a takeover of a bunch of countries. You can read our articles going back to the year it happened, 2013. There it is on headline. Confirmed, Benghazi was cover-up of arms transfer to Al-Qaeda. And then we even give you the whistleblowers with their names. And then the State Department and the Justice Department called up Schaefer, called up Plumlee, called up others and said, well, I can't tell you what Schaefer told me, but the point is that they threatened to arrest Plumlee. And a bunch of other whistleblowers. So I'm not tooting our horn, but we brought you all the intel on exactly how it all unfolded. We told you it was weapons deals out of the State Department that Congress or the Pentagon wouldn't approve through Hillary for money to her foundation. We told you that 3 years ago before the Clinton Foundation was even discussed. Gee, how do you think it got into certain channels to become an issue? We detonated the detonator. We don't get the credit, which is fine. And then now it's all over the news. Kind of like we had Tim Kennedy on Wednesday about the Al-Qaeda being in Texas trying to come kill him at his house and the FBI. What was on Fox Friday and yesterday? What was on CNN? Tim Kennedy. Again, breaking the news, breaking the news, breaking the news. We told you 2 years ago with video, with the emergency manager in South Texas admitting they're ordered to bring the illegals in, load them on buses, give them vouchers to release them without ID anywhere they want in the U.S. New York Times, 6 months later, had to admit it. Then, of course, nobody in our office thought it was a big story when we did it Wednesday. I'm not mad. So yesterday I had the guys post it to Infowars.com, and it was national news. So you can see the video posted since yesterday, but it was live on Wednesday. And Thursday we also talked to him. But the point is that we know what we're talking about. And I don't want to sit up here and toot our horn. It's just people need to listen to us. Now, an unnamed CIA person, wow, that's a big deal. The CIA, how glitzy. I mean, millions of people work for the CIA. Hundreds of thousands of operatives. It's like a giant cancer. CIA spokesman slams 13 hours as distortion of Benghazi events. Gives no proof, has no name, goes by Bob. Bob the BS artist, and says there was no stand down. The stand down is admitted. The stand down has come out. Everybody knows there was a stand down. Can you imagine when a State Department mission, a safe house, has the ambassador for 8 hours on the radio and the sat phone saying help us and no one comes? And then six guys down the road refuse to follow the stand down order and go down there and light them up. And then they put out this info in the Pentagon going, well, Ambassador Stevens was gay. I remember hearing this a week into it, and then I've had high-level people go, well, isn't this the story, Alex? Ambassador Stevens was gay, and Ambassador Stevens had done local things. That's another fake story, like this guy insulting the Prophet Muhammad with this trailer for his movie. That's admittedly not why they riot. Well, then they said it was because he did things locally with younger people, and then no proof, no evidence, and I've talked to folks. That had nothing to do with it. You think a group of Al-Qaeda running security in Benghazi, running that town as the main invasion base, Egypt wouldn't go along with it. That's one reason they were taken down a year later. Mubarak said, I'm not going along with this. Al-Qaeda admittedly rapes boys. The Quran says they can, according to their interpretation. They rape young girls. They sell them as sex slaves. You think, even if Stevens did that, which the evidence is he didn't, do you think they really went and killed him over that? It's all bull. And so now they're criticizing Michael Bay. I just want to say good for him getting a lot of accurate stuff in the movie. So now I'm going to go see it because I want to reward good media that tells the truth. So there's a fight even in Hollywood, folks, to tell the truth. And it's hard to suppress the truth. We'll be back with The Economy. Stay with us.
We now take you live.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. In the heart of the resistance.
Rallying patriots!
Rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
The crew pointed out that it might be a good idea for me to give out the phone number. We're getting a bunch of calls, but we need to give the phone number out first. Open the phones up in the next hour. First-time callers today, folks. Please give others a chance. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. It's a different number on the Sunday show because we do the phones in-house here on those days. 877-789-2539. What do you think about this whole rapture situation? Is the mark of the beast real? Because obviously it's here. I'm going to break down the type of world we're going to live in under this Antichrist system. Everything controlled, everything distorted, a false reality forced into our consciousness to deceive even the elect. That is the modern Antichrist system. And I tell you, if I was ever a Doubting Thomas in my life, which I never was, but you still academically doubt, boy, I tell you, it is bone-chilling how real all this is and how Scripture is being fulfilled. And again, if you're an atheist, you know, my point is look at the dehumanization. Look at the genetic engineering. Look at the elites saying they're going to merge with machines and become gods. Look at humans being grown inside cows and sheep to harvest their organs. This isn't the X-Files, folks. This is the real world. And it goes on and on and on. But if it's admitted in just an MIT magazine, nobody cares. I just thought of something. I have a responsibility to go to these facilities and to get answers and to just show people. It's just like Planned Parenthood infiltration. They're now suing that group that infiltrated. Planned Parenthood, by every yardstick, is committing crimes, selling the body parts. They lie to the public and said they weren't. They don't tell women they're selling the body parts. Other abortion facilities have been caught keeping babies alive for harvesting. My dad's a physician, retired, and I remember going to get my driver's license when I was 15, my hardship license, because I had a job at a small animal vet. So I got my license a year early. And he said, son, don't sign that organ donor card. And my dad was the type of guy that said, you know, HIV is a bioweapon. It only really affects Africans. It's very hard for a white person to get it. The T lymphocytes get killed by heavy metals and bad processed drugs. Only drug addicts that are Caucasian can get it with rundown immune systems. It's a bioweapon, race specific. And then later that all came out. That's how smart my dad is. I wouldn't call him a quote conspiracy theorist because nobody in the house thought that. You know, it was just he knew what he was talking about. And, you know, he did the dental work on the deputy director of the CIA and stuff like that. So, you know, people listened to him. But I just took it like it was just dad sitting there at the dinner table talking. But when he said, don't do that, a lot of times they won't give you treatment and they'll actually kill you at the hospital for your organs. And I said, what is your proof? And he said, I'm not going to tell you. But he said, let's just say I work in hospitals rewiring jaws of people that are in auto accidents, especially when it's my patients, because they call me up at 2 a.m. And back then, he was like Superman. He would just get up constantly, middle of the night, go, you know, rewire people's jaws and stuff. If they were his patients at the hospital, he was an oral surgeon, too. And then I remember, like, 6-7 years later at my grandparents' house, my grandfather in Austin, we moved to Austin by then, liked to watch 60 Minutes before dinner every Sunday, religiously. And they had a whole show about Chicago and Dallas, Texas, killing people for their organs. And they mentioned a couple hospitals in Dallas, a couple hospitals in Chicago. And it's come out other hospitals in Austin taking organs and killing people and taking their corneas and then they're not really dead and stuff like that. It's just something like this. Human-animal chimeras are gestating on research farms. And I've got hundreds of articles here. I could spend all day on these. It's not like I keep going back to this 4 or 5 times this last week because I don't have material. This is a big whitewash article where it calls it tissue. No, they're growing embryonic babies that they create, embryos in test tubes, and then they implant them in the cows and in the sheep and in the pigs because they can't get women to do it. And Lord knows they've done it with women, too. That's the word. But they want them in cows because they can grow them up bigger and get larger organs. 30 years ago. 20 years ago, I was reporting on this out of white papers, and it was 10 years old then. That's when they admitted it. And look, I know I keep belaboring, but this is the point I'm getting out of the story I've told probably 50 times. Of about 14 years ago, I went in to pick up a pizza at a pizza place, and this guy goes, I used to be a listener to you until you lied and said there's sheep and goats that are part spider and that they create body armor in their milk. And I said, okay, we'll believe whatever you want, sir. And he poked me in my back and said, no, you're a liar. And I turned around and I said, so you went to college, didn't you? He's like, yeah, I did. I went, when'd you go? I went to UT in the 70s, and I took biology. They don't have stuff like that. And I just said, you better get out of my face. And that's what I deal with, folks. I'm covering stuff that's spider goats are at least 25 years old. They've been in tens of thousands of publications. They'd been in hundreds of publications at that time. I have the CEO on my show running a Department of Defense program with the goats. The month before, that guy said I was a liar. But see, that's what I can't deal with. The Emergency Centers Establishment Act, the Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program, all of this is admitted. FEMA camps are admitted. It's all admitted in the Army Times. They're preparing them for political dissenters. But they just sit up there and say crazy people think this is all happening. Folks, let's get into the economy right now. I'm not trying to scare people. I'm going over facts to hope to get people to realize it's like if there's a big wildfire coming through the forest and your town's a mile away, the fire department starts driving through on loudspeakers saying, get out of your house, evacuate. They've got auto dialer systems from local governments that call you and say, a flood's coming, a fire's coming. They have announcements that a hurricane's coming, expected to have, 10 feet of water come over your town. That's not fear-mongering when I'm sitting here saying crazy stuff's going on. And the genetic engineers I've interviewed, top people, some of them ran giant programs, are saying it's giving rise to superbacteria and superviruses and zoological crossovers of diseases humans couldn't get, we're now getting because of things like this. I mean, Department of Defense stuff at Plum Island gave us Lyme's disease that is basically weaponized tick-borne syphilis. Didn't exist until it got loose in the 60s. That's admitted. I mean, that's an example of what low-tech is doing to us. Now, before I go any further, again, we were telling people 2 years ago that Walmarts were closing because the economy was stalling. That's a canary in the coal mine, in the coal mine of retail sales. The government spun it that we were saying they were martial law bases. We never said that. And then gullible people repeated it, and that's how they try to discredit us. Well, now they've closed 269 stores globally, 140-something domestically, and even more are coming after that. And other retail stores are closing all over the country, and retail sales and everything else are in the toilet, and Obama gets up on TV and says everything's fine, everything's wonderful. Everything's not fine, everything's not wonderful. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been on air 21 years, and in always in the past, when audience level went up, profits went up to fund the operation. Our audience has basically doubled the last 6 months. Fastest growth rate ever. We got so many listeners, it makes my head spin, and profits are flat to be able to even fund the operation. That's why we know this is serious. I'm going to cover it more in the next hour. It's not doom and gloom, it's facts. We're going to get into the latest numbers, Royal Bank of Scotland saying sell everything, but please purchase high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com to help fund this operation during these dark times. Our voice is needed more than ever. 6 months free ends tomorrow on InfoWars Nightly News. Sign up for a year, get 6 months free, PrisonPlanet.tv, and 30 to 40% off at InfoWarsSelect.com on the amazing high-quality storable foods. That ends tomorrow morning. We've extended it through Monday. It's over tomorrow. InfoWarsStore.com. We're a lighthouse in a storm. We need your prayers and support now more than ever, and thank you.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, in the next segment I'm going to get into, is the Mark of the Beast real? And we're going to go to Donna, Sam, James, Michael, David, Donnie, Lenny, Glenn, and many others. I see the phones are loaded, all 13, 14 phone lines, as they always are, but some are still ringing. We're going to get to those as fast as we can. Toll-free number to join us, 877-789-2539. But before I get into that, and then after we get into the whole Mark of the Beast situation, I want to get back into the situation with Hillary, what's happening with the economy, and so much more. But here's the bottom line. There is an attack on humanity. And whether the devil's real or not, I want to end debate. The political global system of eugenics comes to kill, steal, and destroy, and behaves like the mythical devil. The archetype is real. Joseph Campbell, the whole nine yards. For me, there's no debating. I know there's a spiritual force. I've experienced providence. I've experienced many things that are private. I can tell you it's real. I've interviewed many people I respect, like Colonel Craig Roberts, who died for 10 minutes on the operating table, came back. There are third world cultures that don't even have a Christian pantheon or cosmology, who've also been checked out by government psychiatrists and others who became Christian. And they have found that the Christ phenomenon, the Golden Gates, all of it, the portal, the judgment, all of it is real. And people say, well, that's an oxymoron. You said the dead in Christ are raised after they die. Interdimensionally, it doesn't matter. They're already in the future at that point. See, it's more sophisticated once you understand quantum mechanics. You think 1,000 years, 500 years, 20 years till the post-tribulation rapture? And then people are having the death experience now. They're going in dimensionally to the future. If you study the mathematics, it's incredible. And by the way, no one's ever postulated that. I just understand it. And people could say, oh, that's crazy. No, no, no. Once you figure all this out, the sacred geometry, people are like, that's of the devil. No, it's not. The Bible says the proof of God's design, the proof that God's real, is look in the heavens. Look at God's creation. Look at what we can do, what we believe, what we think about, we can then later build. That's creator-level stuff. We're made in the image of God, little g. Think about how incredible that is. And then think about the evidence in matter, but also living and non-living. Again, how we experience what our ancestors experienced through instincts, through crystallized compacted memories, race memory. Then we live on through our children genetically as well. And then what we build, what we teach, what we write, what we do lives on. There's life shooting out at every angle. By the way, InfoWars is doing well. We're not in financial trouble like so much of other talk radio and other media, period. Media, period, is oversaturated, is collapsing, it's in trouble, it's stuffed shirt, it's scripted teleprompter reading, it's dying. We have been trying to expand in the face of the globalists because everything we do is so successful. I have a responsibility, I realize. I realized this about 9 years ago, to really try to get as big as possible. And we've been doing it, and it's having a huge effect. We're just victims of our own success because the satellites, the fees, the regulations, the closed captioning, the 15 to 16 million people that tune in and watch our free stream every day is killing us. And so I really want to be able to continue on. I want to be able to expand. But just to continue on, I need folks to go to InfoWarsStore.com. And I'm doing this because I told CJ, I said, make me plug twice an hour, not one anemic plug at the end of the hour. I mean, really, I should be plugging every section like other hosts do. That's how you pay the bills. Plus, these products really do sell themselves once you use them. X2 with a 50% off bottle of colloidal silver right now. 30 to 40% off, 30 lowest cost, highest quality storable foods at InfoWarsSelect.com right now. 6 months free for the nightly news, ends tomorrow. That really sells itself. And then you're funding the tip of the spear. But we do need your support now more than ever.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I've been watching. And I've been waiting. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been witnessing open world government be established. And when you read the Bible, it talks about a planetary government, a one world political system with a false prophet that points towards the world leader as the savior of the planet, a unified one world religion. And now we have the Pope calling for a one world religion, calling for global government. We see 10 regional kingdoms under the UN with sub-regions of 10 under each region, Notice FEMA has 10 regions. We notice the UN documents calling it a kingdom. You notice that they are announcing that you're going to need a biometric face scan or thumbprint in the future to buy or sell. All the new Microsoft and other major software has the thumbprint technology on it. I told you 16, 17 years ago, you would thumbprint to turn your computer on or your phone on in the future. Soon it won't be something that's an option. It'll be mandatory. That is your body. Let he who has understanding reckon the number of the beast. For it is 666, the number of a man. Your digital number, your measurement of your face, the measurement of your palm, the measurement of your index finger becomes a digital number. Let he who hath understanding reckon the number. And the preachers constantly debate what it is, what's going to happen. And now that they have major European companies years ago making their employees get microchips, and the Mexican police have to get microchips, and your pet, they're trying to pass laws, get the microchip. And the NSA spying on everything you do, and Google taking all the data and feeding it through these systems and predicting the future. And the biggest point, China comes out last year and says, within the next 2 years, we're going to implement it. It's going to be law. It started now, 2016, that every political statement you make, everything you buy, everything you do will be fed through our database, the equivalent of their NSA, and will be put into a social media score. In fact, you can pull that up. China announces new social credit score. And then if you're not a good globalist, you can't buy or sell. If you do, you get lower prices. Now it's peer pressure. Now if your friends aren't good communist, you don't get a good social score. So now you shun them to ghettos. There's BBC, China's social credit. Beijing sets up huge system. And the BBC announces it like it's a good idea. It's not total tyranny. It is exactly what's described in Revelations. So is the mark of the beast real? Oh, it's been used as a blueprint, whether or not the cosmology itself is true. And I'm a Christian, but I don't want to be associated with the establishment Pharisee state-run churches that are 501c3. Now, even CNN got it right to their credit. China's chilling plan to use social credit ratings to keep score on its citizens. CNN's so weird, man. They do so much bad, and then sometimes they tell the truth in amazing ways. Well, I'll tell you why. It's like RT will talk about the bad stuff America does, but not bad stuff Russia does. CNN's run by the CIA, folks. It's all, you can look it up. Anderson Cooper, all of the satellites are government. That's why they were the first cable network. And so they're allowed occasionally because our good buddy status with China is kind of going away right now. So now you're going to start hearing a little bit of truth about them harvesting organs, doing things like that. But the question is, why isn't it being covered that it's happening here from babies? Now, I'm not saying all atheists are like this, but so many of them are incredibly close-minded. Some of them are just so pro-government, the state is God. And, of course, you know, an atheist I agree with, who I think is a great intellectual, when it comes to so many points, is Stefan Molyneux. And he'll point out that the most dangerous people out there are the liberal statists who tend to be atheists. But their new God, their brand new God, to quote Glenn Danzig, is the state, is the system. And that's not a new God at all. So all I know is what's in Revelations is beginning to unfold. And whether it's real or whether they use it as a blueprint, I know it's real. But whatever you want to believe, fine. What are you going to do about the fact that it's manifesting? And here's the other issue before I go to James and everybody else that's holding. And here's what I'm getting at. I grew up going to Southern Baptist churches, Baptist churches, and evangelical churches. And then when I go down and visit Grandma in East Texas, I went to the Methodist church. And I sat there and I watched Protestant churches teach that don't worry about trouble in the world. Don't worry about problems. Don't worry about the Antichrist. That's because people could see that stuff in the news, because you're going to be raptured out. In fact, can we come back from break, or before we go to break and come back with calls? Can we play a show from Star Trek, people being beamed up? I just want to show that. Because Jesus didn't get beamed up. Of his 12 disciples, what, all of them but one got killed? And they wouldn't recant their faith? They didn't follow Romans 13 out of context? All the prophets got killed or came close. Moses got attacked, didn't follow Pharaoh's orders, violated Romans 13. Because he didn't violate it. It says, if you have a godly government, if it's good, do as it says. Or if it's its coin, whose face is on this, Christ said. They wanted to set Christ up. They said, are you going to pay taxes? Are you going to follow the law? He goes, yeah. Whose face is that? Caesar's. That's his. His face is on it. It's his system. He mined it. It's his property. That's like saying you take a microchip, you got to follow their system. You've opted in. You've contracted. I'm not up here judging anybody that's in the system. I'm in it too. But I'm in it to try to educate and try to inform people. But it's nowhere. You can read John the Revelator on the Isle of Patmos. The beast will wage war against the saints and will overcome them. There'll be this great falling away before. It'll be the greatest coming to Christ and to God ever. As the whole world turns against the beast more and more. And then he starts wiping out billions of people. A third of the world's population. Half the earth's surface burned. What could giant columns of flame, mountains, huge metal insects dropping bombs. I mean, it's all in there. Huge wars. Russia and the Middle East, huge confrontations. It's all being lined up. You can't deny it. And then Christ comes back at the Battle of Armageddon. And then the dead in Christ are raised. I mean, a five-year-old could read that. But you're so deceived because in the last 100-plus years, the World Council and National Council of Churches has globalized the Christian faith and come in and taught new dogmas that were not known in Christianity ever. In the 40s, German Christians didn't resist Hitler and thought it was the end of the world. They thought he was the Antichrist. They kept saying, when are we going to be raptured? When are we going to be raptured? It isn't there. And listen, Christians get so mad at me. I'm not saying your preacher's wrong if he teaches pre-tribulation rapture. I'm not saying he's a false teacher. I'm sure he knows more Bible verses than I do. All I know is the whole Bible, Christians have to stand up. The Israelites had to stand up against evil and do the right thing on threat of death and many times get killed. Why now do we get teleported up? Like, let's show Captain Kirk being teleported. I mean, I want to understand this. Because my gut, my spirit tells me it's not right. And regardless, let's say there's a pre-tribulation rapture. What are you going to do now against abortion or the baby parts selling or all the corruption or all the, because all I hear Christians saying is, praise God, it's getting so bad. That means Jesus will be around the corner. Come, Jesus, come, Jesus, come, Jesus, come, Jesus. I mean, imagine if George Washington, who was praying for providence and God's support, would have said, oh, Jesus, come back. Teleport me out of here. The British are here. It's the devil. King George III's the Antichrist. What am I going to do? So is the mark of the beast real? What are Christians going to do that don't get teleported out as the world leader shows up, the cashless society, all of it's unfolding, scripture's being fulfilled? They're like, I'm still waiting to be teleported out. Now preachers are saying you can take the chip and do what the government says.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Now, I want to be clear about something. When it comes to the private Federal Reserve, I'm an expert. When it comes to tracking the globalists, what they're doing through medical tyranny, I am very well informed. When I get up here and talk about the tribulation and post tribulation doctrines or pre-tribulation doctrines or mid-tribulation, I'm not attacking anybody if you disagree with me. If you're a Christian, if you're an atheist, if you think it happens after or before, it's okay to have debates. People get so angry when I say there's God or say there's the devil, the atheists all get upset. Or if I get up here and talk about, man, looks like the mark of the beast is pretty much getting here. I've got all these stacks of news about cashless societies and how they're going to screw us over with it. Even if you were an atheist, you shouldn't want a cashless society of total surveillance, total control. Look at how they can game these digital systems with the interest rates and the stock markets and the currencies and you know, Bank of America trying to charge you $5 every time you use your card. Remember that? I mean, this is a bad idea. And the Bible says it's the worst idea, and it's when you know the devil is upon you. Wow, that's a 2,000-plus-year-old book, and I'm really into it. I mean, we don't know all the mysteries of this world, is what I'm getting at. People go, well, those are studied by the Masons, and those are studied by the Egyptians and by the occultists, and, you know, so what are you doing talking about it? Because the original Christians were all into that, folks, and then that all got walled off so that we never got the information. And I'm here really trying to have a debate about all this stuff, not be some Pharisee saying I've got all the answers. Now, I'm going to stop now because I've got 13, 14 phone calls. Donna, Sam, James, Michael, David, Donnie, Eddie, Mark, Lenny, Sue, Glenn. I will go to every caller in the next three segments. We're going to do it right now. So, is this all there is, this third dimension? Mathematics show it isn't. Where do we come from? Are you worried about the mark of the beast? Or do you just think none of it's real? Or maybe if something bad happens, we'll just be teleported out? Let me just say this. I hope that if the Antichrist shows up and starts carrying out all this tyranny, but first has all these medical miracles to save people and help them and for the first couple of years, and we make them world leader. Man, I tell you, the Revelations reads like Childhood's End, or I should say Childhood's End reads like Revelations. You got 4 or 5 years of everything being wonderful and all these miracles, and everybody's worshiping the Antichrist, and then he makes you bow down and worship him, and if you don't, he kills you. I hope none of that's true. I'll tell you that right now. But let me tell you, I see the whole world lining up to fulfill this. And I go to church after church, and I don't hear a word about it. I hear, praise Jesus, things are so bad. That means Jesus is coming back real soon. Well, I don't think Jesus is coming back for people that hid out in their church and didn't go out and do anything and stand up against this. Those people sound like collaborators to me. And I'm not on some high horse, but if I get lectured one more time by a Pharisee about me getting mad sometimes and using mild French, which I try not to do, but I'm so real I do it occasionally, I'm going to throw up. Get the beam out of your eye before you talk about the stick in my eye. I'm ready to die for the unborn. I'm ready to stand up against the globalist. I'm nothing special, but I don't like evil. I know my heart's right. Where's yours? Because I don't see the manifestation of resistance against tyranny. I see people in a coma who want to go to church and look like they're all upright and good, and at night we know what you're doing. I almost want to go do bad stuff so I'm not with you, all the fakes. I'm racked by conscience. I'm racked by trying to be the best person I can be. And even having to study the globalists and war game their evil, I have to get in their mindset, and then I feel sinful even studying the enemy. The knowledge of good and evil permeates all. I just know that great evil is upon us, and it's only going to intensify for the decades coming forward. It may be 50 years, 100 years out. My gut tells me it's more like 10 years. I mean, stuff is moving quick, folks, and it's scary. But like Nineveh, we could get a reprieve. God was going to judge Nineveh. But because Jonah didn't want to go, Jonah didn't want to be a prophet, Jonah didn't want to go out and tell the truth, Jonah didn't want to get in people's faces, but because Jonah did it, the people listened, they got a 100-year reprieve from the volcanoes and earthquakes that destroyed that civilization, and archaeology shows it happened. And let me tell you, if we can get a 100-year reprieve, that's great. That's another thing. We push back the evil. You pray. You take action. You get involved. We push it back. We hold back world government. We hold back forced inoculation. We hold back sexualization of five-year-olds. And people say, where is it? It isn't coming. Where's the tyranny? And finally, though, the walls are failing. The shields are going down. Liberty's failing all over the world. Evil's coming in. People are starting to go, wait a minute. It's real. Wow. Hey, look, do more to fight it. See how that works? And global depression is already raging all over the world. And when it gets here with this spoiled, rotten population, Katie, bar the door. Let's start going to the calls. Thank you for holding. James in Knoxville, Tennessee, what is your take on this?
Hey, Brother Alex. First and foremost, man, I want to say thank you so much for being a watchman in the wild and being that voice that we need to help lead us, man. I really appreciate InfoWars. I really appreciate your entire crew. For me, you know, I've watched After the Tribulation, the video that you had something to do with, and I agree 100%. We are not going to be raptured out of here. We're not going to be magically teleported out. Christ is not coming back until immediately after the tribulation. If you look at what he says in Matthew 24, that's his exact words. So for me, you know, I don't know exactly what's going to happen with the tribulation. I don't know what to expect. I know the mark of the beast is real. I know everything that you've preached about today is absolutely real. All I know is I'm going to put my faith and my trust in God and the Lord Jesus Christ. That's all I can do. My family's going to be fine as long as I lean on him and trust in him.
Absolutely. And imagine when it gets this dark, all these Christian lights are going to be so bright. It's why the Antichrist will want to snuff them out. And again, when you look at how the system does everything it can, it's scary to think all this is happening. So, of course, people don't want to hear this doctrine that we have to go through this. But that's what makes us great. It's what tests us. God bless you. Good to hear from you. Again, I once heard a saying, pray for pre, prepare for post. Pray for pre, prepare for post. And all I know is there's tribulations all the time. The Bible is so incredible. It talks about many antichrists with antichrist spirits building towards the final antichrist. Antichrist spirit. Kill, steal, and destroy. We're going to go to break, and I'm going to come back and just race through calls, I promise, for two more segments. I'm going to get to everybody. Separately on this subject, we need your prayers. We need your support. And some people complain and say, you know, I don't like a religious show. Why are you religious sometimes? I can't help it. This whole world is under a religious system. This whole globalist operation is about making us go into a one-world religion. So we need your prayers. We need your support. Spread the word about the broadcast, the free podcast, the links to the shows, the links to the videos. And we need you to take advantage of the amazing products and shop with the good guys at InfoWarsStore.com. A bunch of big sales in tonight.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going right to your phone calls. Is the mark of the beast real? Well, a global system to make you biometrically scan or swipe a card to travel, to purchase food, to work, is here. So regardless of whether it's real biblically or not, it's now manifesting, and it's very oppressive, and the churches won't talk about it, won't discuss it, because they're too busy telling everybody they're going to be raptured out of it. That's the Protestant churches. The Catholic Church is too busy saying, embrace it, world government, open your borders, one world religions. I mean, we're in a lot of trouble. And all I know is what the Bible teaches is not being taught in most of these churches. What's being taught is state-run totalitarianism. Donna in New Hampshire, thank you for holding her on the air.
Thank you for taking my call. Well, first of all, I don't believe the mark of the beast is going to be any kind of microchip. What it's going to be is whether or not you're obedient. And the frontal lobe of our brain is where we make our decisions. And that's going to be whether you're going to obey the beast system or you're not. And I truly believe that... that people will have a connection. There'll be two sets of people at that point in time. There'll be those that obey the mark of the beast and those that don't. And remember, Jesus said in Mark 13:20 that he has shortened the time. So the time of the Antichrist is only going to be here 5 months.
Because if he didn't, there'd be no flesh spared.
Exactly. And that's why if you don't stock back gold, silver, guns, ammo, your food, if you can just hunker down for 5 months, you're going to beat the system. And that's how it works.
Absolutely. But so the devil comes in, takes over the churches. I'm not blaming Masons, but it was a Masonic group did it, teaches, oh, no, you're going to be raptured, don't worry, so you're a sitting duck when it all happens. Notice everything the globalists do is about getting you dependent, making sure you don't have storable food, making sure you're not prepared, making sure you're not self-sufficient, getting you on welfare, everything, because they need you to opt in with your free will and accept the mark of the beast, which are you saying is a frontal lobe brain chip?
No, what I'm saying is that we have to use our frontal lobes to make decisions.
No, but I mean I tend to think it is finally a brain chip. It's nanotech injected. They already have it where you agree to take a nano injection, quote, anti-stress vaccine that actually permanently alters your brain and makes you submit and destroys the spiritual connection center in your pineal. They actually have that. They've been giving it to troops for a decade. Secretly, it was declassified last year.
Oh, and not to mention the fact that they've been pumping fluoride in our systems for very long.
All of it. But, I mean, I agree that it's a beast system, but it is cashless. It is a mark biometrically scanned to buy or sell, but you must opt into it. And there it is. DARPA researchers build dissolvable medical electronics. So that's out of PC World. Thank you so much for the call, Donna. Let's go ahead and talk to Michael in Ontario, Oregon, I guess. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, Alex, hi, how you doing?
Welcome.
I'm a long-time listener, been listening to you about 8 years, and, you know, you really do a good job here putting this stuff out. But, my friend, I would like to caution you to, now you're getting into a ground where, you know, I know you would not intentionally mislead people because I've listened to you talk about the documentation and stuff, but when we get down to the mark of the beast, it is absolutely real. But the thing is what is the beast? And you need to do a study both of the book of Daniel and Revelations because in prophecy, a beast is a kingdom or a power. And
I agree. It's the mark of the world government and the one world leader and his false prophet and the beast system. Obviously, I said at the beginning, I know it's real. I believe in the mark of the beast. I asked the question to you, the listeners, do you think it's real as part of the debate?
Yes, I do believe it's real, and the thing is that the beast can be identified because, for number one, it's a power, it's a state, it's a government, a political power.
Yes, sir.
It is a financial power. It is also a religious
power. And it says it all. Just, folks, read Revelation for yourself, read Daniel, read Ezekiel, they all tie together. My grandfather, my mom's dad, was so smart, and he would sit there and say, son, he'd study the Bible like 5 hours a day. He was a great guy, World War II vet, you name it. He would say, the devil's getting us through prosperity. It's a false prosperity. It's a Trojan horse. They're getting everybody dependent. The system, he would talk about it constantly because he could see it. And now it's so clear that they're trying to put us into a false reality. It's just amazing.
Yep, and you know you made a remark here. Why don't you hear this preached in the churches these days? You know, and I'll tell you what, you'll not hear this because in 2014 at the global summit there in Seoul, South Korea, when 80 major religious leaders from Jainism, Buddhism, Hinduism, Judaism,
Shinto, all of it,
Protestants, all of them got together and signed a pledge to get the UN to that they would try to use their influence to get the UN to pass a one world religion that
and you can you can do anything you want, but you can't criticize another one, and you have to basically accept it. That is directly out of the Bible, and now we have the Pope openly calling for a one world religion. I mean, that is prophecy being fulfilled, absolutely. And I'm not bashing Catholics, folks. It's just a fact, and everybody knows that. Catholics are freaking out, but the Protestant churches are just as bad. It is crazy, and it is so dangerous. God bless you. I appreciate your call. Donnie in West Virginia, you're on the air. Thank you for holding.
Thank you, Alex. I just want to let you know that, yeah, I've been supporting InfoWars all I can. I'm at work, and I'm trying to share this knowledge with everybody, and you got guys that I actually had a guy ask me if the New World Order, and he was being dead serious, if I was referring to the wrestling, the WWE wrestling duo. I mean, I was flabbergasted when he said that. I mean, because we see it all around us. Goldman Sachs, Bilderberg, I mean, these are all systems. The CFR, Trilateral Commission, they're all systems of the New World Order coming together. But also, yeah, the mark of the beast. I think it's going to be a physical and it's going to be a mental thing. Like, you have the absence of the knowledge of God in your heart as well as your mind, simultaneously with taking a physical mark be it a microchip, a barcode, whatever, in your hand or in your forehead. I mean, because it does say...
What it is pledging allegiance to the private world government, to the private Federal Reserve, to what it's doing, because that system is going to be murdering and enslaving the third world en masse. It's going to be the first world pledging allegiance to the extermination of 80% of the world population in the UN plan. God's not going to put up with it. And no one else gets into this. I wish I wasn't the only person. It's dangerous. I basically have studied it, and I basically have nightmares about it, and I'm getting ready to just start laying it all out, folks. But let me tell you, Europe and the United States and places are going to be quasi-protected. We're going to take the mark. We're going to go along with it. And the globalists are going to release bioweapons, you name it. They're going to wipe out the third world. We're going to basically take the biometric, genetically engineered injections that protect us, but that basically give up our free will and pledge allegiance to survive the plagues that are brought upon the earth. I've looked at their whole plan, and it's satanically inspired. I mean, I've really studied it. You know, we've got God inspiring us. They got the devil inspiring them. And all I can tell folks is get ready and hold on to your hat, because all these elites are working to survive what they think's coming. They think they're doing an emergency surgery on the earth to save it. But in truth, you look at everything they're doing, they're killing it. Folks, just don't be bored out there, people. That's if you're tuning into mainstream media, you're bored, because that's a false reality. You feel like it's not fulfilling because it's empty. If you're tuned into the real world, folks, you'll be on fire. It is incredible what's happening.
Oh, I walk around just ticked half the day, most of the days of the week. I mean, just angry at what I'm seeing around.
Because you're awake, brother. God bless you. You know what's going on. Your spirit's alive. You're awake. You're tuned in. You're not dead. They live, we sleep. Well, what happens when we live spiritually? They need us dead spiritually, asleep, to rule us. We're going to come back and just keep jamming calls in. Mark and a bunch of other callers, Todd and Glenn and others, your calls are coming up on the other side of this break. Again, we have three different specials, 3 to 4 months off on all the high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsSelect.com, powered by My Patriot Supply, the highest quality. That ends tomorrow morning. We extended it a couple days. 6 months free. We do this every January on PrisonPlanet.tv, the InfoWars Nightly News subscription, all the live special events and more. InfoWarsNews.com or PrisonPlanet.tv, 6 months off on that. 50% off right now on the super high-quality colloidal silver, silver bullet, 30 parts per million. And when you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, you're funding the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I intend to continue this discussion throughout the weekday broadcast, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central tomorrow, Monday through Friday. Nightly news, 7 o'clock Central, weeknights as well. Find details at InfoWars.com/show. But let's race through more of these calls right now, like folks that are holding Glenn in Connecticut and Steve in Wisconsin, Sam calling from FEMA Region 5, Todd, North Carolina, and many, many others that are patiently holding. Let's see who's been holding the longest here. Let's go ahead and talk to Sam. Sam in FEMA Region 5. Because, you know, we are under FEMA. So it's kind of fun that folks say what FEMA region they're in. I'm in FEMA Region 6, formerly Texas. But our governor knows that, now speaking out against it. That's the good news. Sam, you're on the air. Welcome.
Welcome, man. Thank you, Alex. I just wanted to call in and say, yes, the mark of the beast is absolutely going to be real, and you'd have to be blind not to see that prophecy is coming
through. It's all being manifest, isn't it? It's incredible.
My question to you is, when do we stand up? I mean, I signed the petitions. I stocked the beans and the bullets. I follow you. You're my General George Washington. I listen to you daily, and I get my information. I pass it. I spread it. But when is the red line? When do we stand up and actually gather together and put an end to this? Is it when the mark of the beast comes and they force us on us, or is it?
Yes, sir. They're going to bring in a global financial collapse. This may be a smaller one that's about to happen to get us ready for it, but then they issue the ID cards. They make you biometrically scan to buy and sell. They say for security reasons you've got to do it. They start arresting people that aren't part of it. They start rounding up people in ghettos and communities that don't go along with it. They start saying Christians are terrorists, which they're already saying in the Homeland Security directives. They start bringing in radical Islamists to attack us. You see the early stages of what they're planning and who they are. And you fight as hard as you can to get the info out, informational warfare-wise, so that when it actually goes physical, we've got the maximum number of people that are informed and involved and awake to what's happening. I mean, the question you ask is the key question. But I think so much of this is what the earlier caller said. Biblically, we're not meant to go on an offensive against this if you actually follow the Bible. We're meant to try to stay out of the way, hunker down, be in rural areas. It's only going to go for less than a year. Now, there'll be huge growth pains and birth pains up to the line and lots of lower-level manifestations of the evil. You know, tens of millions die in car wrecks every year worldwide. I mean, is that a Holocaust? Is that the Antichrist? No, it's just part of life. But you can see them building towards this future dehumanization system. The key is don't let your family fall into the delusion of the virtual reality, the TV, the drugs, the wires. They're going to plug directly into your brain. That's the mark of the beast, is giving over your consciousness. The Antichrist is spiritually us giving over our will to the system and then raising a world leader up who is the Antichrist, but the Antichrist itself is the beast system that we absorb into and plug into like Google. Google executives, when they were founded 17 years ago, they had top people there and the government was there. It was Wired Magazine had an article on it last year. I've been told about this by executives, but never seen it in the news. I'd already told people on air, and Nico came and said, you've been saying this for the 4 years I've worked here, 3 years I've worked here, and he handed me the big Wired article where they were meeting. They released the minutes of their first meeting, and they said, gentlemen, we're not building a search engine. We're building a system that controls reality. Once we can predict the future, we can steer the future. We already have the technology. We'll build the new brain, and it'll actually be a neuro hive plugging in billions of people into a network with each other. The truth is it's human-driven. The artificial intelligence is a billion-plus people in live time interface with a computer. Now, if that isn't artificial intelligence, I don't know what is. Talk about putting your minds together. What God says is what two of you on earth agree to, I'll be made done in heaven. What about a billion of you agree to at one time? Let's put the Wired Magazine article back up. Google just open source TensorFlow, its artificial intelligence engine, and they've already released it. So I'm telling you, folks, you're not in Kansas anymore. I mean, this is hardcore, and they're doing it. And let me tell you, the entity, the spirit, the will, believe in the devil or not, the folks running this don't have your good intentions. They're not nice people. They don't have goodwill. They're bad. They hate you. And they've got the will to build this because they want power. And if men keep sitting around watching the NFL playoffs, they're going to beat us. But they're not going to turn off all the fun and entertainment until they're ready to carve you up. You're going to be so in transfixed watching NFL and taking drugs and synthetic wirehead plug-in virtual reality that when they come and you're dying of 14 different cancers, you'll just say, they'll say, please sign the form for your next welfare check for your family and we'll give you the dose that frees your mind. You'll say, give me that shot, and that robot's going to jam a lethal injection in your arm and pow, you're gone. You're going to ask them to kill you because it's all just a dream, isn't it? None of it's real. You're so whacked out, you didn't see how you got taken over by an alien force from another dimension. The Bible tells us about it and gave us a transmission through humans to be warned about what was coming. I'm living in a science fiction movie, and it's all real. Unbelievable. Thank you, Sam. Let's go to who's up next? Glenn in Connecticut. Thanks for holding her on the air.
Hi, Alex. I want to read you a passage from Revelation 21:8.
Please.
From New Living Translation. But cowards, unbelievers, the corrupt, murderers, the immoral, those who practice witchcraft, idol worshippers, and all liars, their fate is in the fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death. Basically, if you don't get involved and you're a coward, you're going to suffer.
That's right. Cowards die a thousand deaths. Absolutely. And this whole pre-trib Revelation thing is written for people to put everybody to sleep. Go ahead.
Also, I sent you a InfoWars tip about political correctness. Basically, tomorrow's Martin Luther King Day, and there's real discrimination going on Native American reservations, but they can do it because they're their own sovereign nation. But if you were to do it, you would get sued. So I sent you some InfoWars show tips on that.
Absolutely. You know, people think just because the reservations are supposedly run by independent groups, they're going to be these panaceas of happiness, these utopias. Many of them are some of the most corrupt, hellish places you can imagine. And it's so sad what's been done there. And the model used on Native Americans was then used by Hitler with his concentration camps. That's a fact. Just look up Hitler modeled his concentration camps after British Native American facilities, and then we modeled them after the British as well. Not demonizing the British, it's just a fact, historical fact. Thank you very much. God bless you. Let's go ahead and take another call now. Let's talk to Todd in North Carolina. Todd, you're on the air.
Thank you, Alex. I'll make this quick. There are many passages of Scripture that totally refute the pre-tribulation rapture doctrine, and I want to bring up two of them quickly. One is from the Gospel according to John and also from Revelation. In John chapter 17, in his high priestly prayer, Jesus prays for his disciples and for those who believe on him that they would not, that the Lord, that the Father would not take them out of the world, but keep them from the evil of the world. And you compare that with Revelation chapter 3.
Exactly. God always tries to keep his prophets in the world to fight the evil. Sorry, go ahead.
Okay, I'll just compare that with Revelation chapter 3. The church in Philadelphia is told that they would be captured, I say, from the hour of temptation that shall come upon all the world. It's using the very same phrasing, I will keep thee from, just like in John chapter 17, and so forth. So it's, it, believe me, Alex, it's like, I'm so glad that last year and this year we've had the After the Tribulation DVD to come out, and then the Left Behind or Led Astray set. I mean, you've got the scriptural and the historical evidence to totally blast pre-trib out of the water. And I totally agree with what Rick Wiles said here a little while back. He believes we're probably within 5 years or so that circumstances in the world will totally destroy the doctrine.
Absolutely, because you're going to see everything manifest. Open world government, world leaders, you know, buy or sell chips. And then what are we going to do? I mean, you're going to like, why am I still here? I'm supposed to be out of here. God bless you. I'm out of time. If Steve and Mark and Lenny and Sue call us back tomorrow on the weekday show, I promise I'll get to you. Thank you to the crew doing a great job coming in here on Sundays. Thank you to all of our affiliates. Thank you to everyone that makes this radio broadcast possible. Please keep us in your prayers, and also understand we do battle against evil forces. It is spiritual. It's not flesh and blood. It's powers and principalities. It really is. The elite are all into the occult, folks. We're in trouble. Everybody knows it. Body parts of babies are being sold everywhere. I mean, give me a break. And please spread the link, Infowars.com/show, to Facebook, Twitter, your friends. Tell them tune in tomorrow. We got a big broadcast coming up, 11 a.m. Central. God bless you all.